Last week I had the pleasure of accepting an invitation to become Dean of Innovation and Learning for the Purposeful Planning Institute. The Institute consists of legal, financial, wealth and indeed lifestyle advisors for individuals who are seeking to take charge of their lives and marshal their financial and other resources, not only for themselves but for generations to come. They're a great bunch of people. I've been working with them over a number of years, and indeed I'll be speaking at their conference, as I do each year, in Denver in August. I thought it was really interesting that they were focusing specifically on innovation and wanted me to take up this mantle. They did a very striking thing recently. They did a survey, and what emerged from the survey when they asked about the most pressing kind of innovation needed in the field, what came back was that over 60%, I think it was, of the people surveyed said that the greatest need for innovation was in the area of client conversations. So not designing any fancy new products or super duper, you know, charts or anything of that order. It's just how to engage in good conversation that ensures people are able to move in the direction of their choosing so that they can have the kind of thinking that will enable them to create a future for them and for future generations that is in keeping with their goals, their values, their beliefs, their aspirations. So here's an interesting idea about, well, what is innovation then? And a particular focus, not on innovative products like, oh, it's a new iPhone. That's obviously innovative. Yes, but on what precedes it, which is the way of thinking, which allows us to come up with new ways of doing things. To give you an example of why I think this is so important, there's a village just outside Amsterdam which has a remarkable facility. And that facility only exists because of innovative thinking. Here's what happened. There's a woman who was working in a care facility for people suffering from severe dementia. And she had been working, that was her career, she'd been working there for some years. On a particular day, she gets a call telling her that her father has died from a heart attack, and quite unexpectedly. Obviously, she's saddened and she is shocked. And then she's also aware of one of the first thoughts she has, namely, thank God he never got to be in a nursing home. Now, she actually works in a nursing home and she's having this thought. But the difference between her and a lot of other people is that she is aware that there's a mismatch here. Her personal incongruence, namely, I'm working in a nursing home and I'm just relieved that my father has died suddenly and never needs to be resident in one, means there's something wrong here. She talks to other people. Her colleagues, they also have similar responses, and together they decide to take a day out and begin thinking, well, all right, if this isn't how we want it to be, how do we want it to be? The net result is that they create a completely different kind of facility in their imagination. They then engage in the serious business of turning that into a reality. And they have succeeded. The net result is that we now have a really remarkable facility housing 152 patients, and these people are able to live in a way that would be quite impossible elsewhere. I don't even think they're called patients, they are residents. And they are in an environment where they get stimulation of a sort that is unimagined elsewhere. And they live longer, the staff, of course, are fulfilled in a different way, and it is now becoming the subject of intense scrutiny from abroad. They are a lighthouse. This is an example of innovative thinking, and it came from feeling uncomfortable to begin with. A lot of innovative thinking does, so don't be concerned if you feel uncomfortable. Just recognize it may be the invitation to get innovative, and who knows, you may make a contribution too. More to come.